Hey, thanks for listening to my podcast. I just want to preface this episode by saying that one of the things that I said when I confronted my neighbor, I wasn't very confrontational. I was just sort of speaking my mind and thoughts. But one of the things I continued to say as I approached my noisy neighbor, I kept interjecting, "Well, I know you don't care. I know you don't care, and I know you don't care." Now, who knows if he really cares or not? He's been kind of quiet today, so maybe he does care. You know, maybe that was another thing where my ego's talking false lies to me. The thing is, if I die tomorrow, I can know I've truly spoken my mind on the daily, and I didn't hold anything in to turn me into a big volcano. So, with that being said, enjoy the episode. It's a great one, and have a great day. I appreciate you being here. Hello, and welcome to another fun episode, fun-filled episode of Happy Hamstrings. This is your hostess with the mostest. My name is Julie Brown. Buckle up, because we got a good one today. This is March the... I don't even know what day this is. This is March the 25th. It's apparently Friday morning. I'm still kind of waking up, even though I'm all drenched in sweat. I'm just not a morning person. Like, if I didn't have classes today, I probably would still be trying to take little naps. I like taking naps. I didn't get that much done yesterday. Like, directly after I finished the podcast yesterday, I didn't get that much stuff done. I ended up just taking it kind of easy. I ended up having, like, an issue with the kitchen, and I took care of that. Just, it seems like it's always something, so I just decided to take it easy and relax. I did my workout, if you've been listening at all or following my socials. I'm trying to do a spring break workout so that everybody who doesn't have classes, if they're traveling or not, can have a little extra something to access to kind of tap into another level of fitness, whether it be just to keep them moving or just something else to do while they're either enjoying their spring break at home or at the beach. So yesterday I wanted to keep going, but somebody that lives down the hill, like, this is not very yogi of me, but I got so mad. So if you're listening with headphones on, I'm about to imitate some squealing noises a little, but I won't do it too long. He revs up his engine. He comes down the hill, which it's fine. Come down the hill loud. I don't care. Everybody's got a loud engine. But when he pulled into his driveway, he squealed his tires in place on purpose to make a big cloud of smoke. And it went like this, like, and I mean forever. Imagine that, just forever. Just until there was this huge cloud of like tire smoke. So I ended the broadcast. I was very frustrated because it wasn't like I had just started. If I had just started, I'd be like, okay, cool. I'll just start this one over. I work so hard when I'm working out and I'm already sore. And it's not like I didn't have anything else to do. And then I had to deal with that kitchen thing. So I wasn't in the best of moods, right? Already I'm like, nothing good ever happens for my business is what I'm thinking. Now I'm going to come back to my, that's a false thing. Like, when something like that comes up, I know that's just my ego talking when I'm like, nothing good ever happens for me or my business. So I don't drive. I march down this big steep hill, which I live on. And I said, are you so-and-so? Because I think I know his name. He used to work with my husband. And he said, yeah. And I said, I'm Julie. And he says to me, I know. Well, obviously he didn't know. Like, he didn't know me truly as a person. So I said to him, first I said, I need to talk to you. And then I walked up and said, what was the meaning of that? He looks around like he's confused. The meaning of what? Why did you have to make all that noise? Like, when you pulled in and you did that with your bike, why did you do all, why did you make that sound? Like, why did you make it do that? And he looks at me and he's trying to be so sincere. With his lies, he goes, that's just how my bike sound, though. For real, though. or that's just how my bike sound, for real though. And I said, look, I have, over the past few years, I have poured so much money into my certifications, and as things are transitioning to online, there is no space for business here for me to have peace, for a podcast, a broadcast, or anything. It's just like I'm struggling, man. I said, look, I had 7 classes last Thursday and I've got 7 all week. I am struggling. I can't even make, I'm like several minutes into this broadcast and then you're doing that. I said, there's just, and I looked at him and I was already frustrated that he was trying to act like he, like to pretend like, I guess he has the only variation of motorcycle that when you park it, it squeals tires in place for an hour. I'm joking. It was probably like a full 15 seconds and it felt like an hour. And I looked at him and I said, I know that you didn't have to do that, okay, when you pulled in. Like, I'm looking at him like, don't lie to me. Like, you can lie to everybody else in your life. I'm being honest with, and I said, I just speak my mind. I don't have a problem with you. Which, I mean, I had a problem with him lying about it. Just be honest and flip and say that you are obnoxious and you don't know why you're noisy. Needing attention, maybe? Need attention much? So without judgment, I'm just like, I don't have a problem with you. I just live my day to the fullest and I speak my mind. And this is ruining my opportunity to create content or any kind of broadcast or podcast. I was several minutes into this workout and now, you know, you've kind of like ruined it. Like you make this big noise at the end. It's like, how can I do yoga or workouts? Like, it was just like, I've said my piece. Like, that's it. I don't have a problem with you. I'm done. That's all I wanted to say. This is too much. I can't deal with this. It was so much noise pollution. Noise pollution can have a real impact on your mental health, which I'm experiencing. And he's probably sitting there thinking like, well, I'm no noisier than these businesses around here. But yeah, I've already gone. He didn't mention that. If he had, I would have been like, well, I've already gone to the chamber or whatever you call it, the Calhoun County. I've already reported to them about this noisy business across the street, which they're coming and going and noisy all the time like that. What they don't do is try to take the tread off their tires for fun and make squealing noises. And we're talking about an adult, by the way. It would be different if I'm down there talking to like a child. It's just one of these situations where an adult pretends all day long to be a child. What's that like? Like, I have no idea what that's like, especially since if someone is a parental figure, that doesn't mean that they're gonna act like a parent. But if someone is a parent, they should change and shift their lifestyle, and some people just do not. Once again, I'm not trying to judge. I'm just like the observer. I'm looking through the lens of the observer and I'm just like, hey, can we just have mindfulness in my neighborhood? Of course we can't. This is once again me going back to, I've definitely outgrown my neighborhood. The tree that fell down during Zeta onto my yoga studio in my house, it had been fallen because of another branch. When that big branch fell, it kind of lingered, and the other day there was this big noise, and we noticed that big giant branch has finally fallen down. So now I need to definitely get that fixed. Of course, the roof's leaking again for whatever reason, so that has to come first, and then getting all these trees and branches and limbs removed, that's going to be another huge thing. I don't really know. Everybody's always asking me, like, hey, what can't you do? Well, fix a car, and maybe... there's a list, and probably operate a chainsaw is on that list. I don't know. I've never tried. Maybe I could. Anyway, maybe I should try to rent one. They've got little electric ones now. Have y'all seen those? That would be more my speed, a rechargeable electric tiny chainsaw, which probably wouldn't do the job for this. Anyway, coming back to my business. I pretty much was explaining to some ladies in the pool, like, it's kind of a wash. And like, I hate that saying, but it's kind of true. I do make money. I do. Like, I'm not denying. I do make money. I also buy certifications, renew my CEUs. I've got my CPR coming up. I renew my business license. I renew my insurance, my website. Like, I don't pay someone to do my website, but I still end up paying, I think it's $144 a year for my domain and everything. And I have a browser-based builder, and some people call it like a Build-A-Bear. Build-A-Bear. It's got different nicknames. It's just like a simple do-it-yourself kind of website. So anyway, not that I'm complaining, just again from the lens of the observer, that the best part of being in the business, besides the fun classes, the best part as far as taxes go is the write-off. So like, if I had even bought myself some shoes last year... That it sounded so funny coming out of my mouth. If I had even bought myself shoes last year, which I did not, maybe for the first year of my life, maybe that's why that sounded hilarious. If I had bought myself shoes, I would have been able to write them off if they were for fitness, like either aqua shoes or sneakers, like tennis shoes, something for fitness, even yoga shoes, anything that I buy that could be related to or used for my business. That's a write-off, the mileage, all that. Just so many benefits that way. But it only, like, that comes around once a year where we're, like, looking at it and going, well, yep, that's a loss. And I don't, I'm not complaining and I don't complain. I'm just saying, like, you see, like, a lot of these businesses around here supporting each other, helping each other out. And they're not even asking for the help and support, but they like help each other. And that's, I think it's beautiful. It's just, and I'm not trying to get recognition or support. I'm just like, what am I doing wrong? Is kind of what I step back and look at it and go, well, they support them and everybody supports everybody. Like, what did I do? Like, did I carry in some bad karma from a past life where nobody wants to support or donate or help my business? Of course, that's not true. So this morning, I wasn't complaining. I was just sort of explaining because let me say how this came up. There's a woman in the pool who's part of my class, and she explains to me the speaker we've been using, which I did notice, had a name on it. And guess what? That was her name. And she kind of was like thinking about taking her speaker, but then she realizes that that may leave us with no music for water aerobics. And I said, well, I don't know. Like I told her, like I kind of explained, I'm just a contracted worker. I worked here before the building was built. They let me go during COVID. The warehouse of 21 years on that circle, they over there, let me go. Like all my jobs except one, let me go. It's not exactly like I know what's going on in this place. And by the way, this is also a place we're standing in that has got swim meet signs from 2019 hanging on the bathroom door. This is the year 2022, and as you're coming out of the women's locker room, there's a sign for a swim meet for 2019. That's how on top of things we are. Like, the AED kit upstairs, it's gone. Like, I don't even know, God forbid, if I needed something during yoga. I don't even know. I don't know what that was. There was this really big sound. It rattled windows on my house. A little scared to go inside right now. I don't think that was Pelham Range. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I live near a military base where they're always experimenting and they're blowing up stuff nearby, like playing war pretty much all day long, especially when the ground is wet like this. Anyway, back to no distractions. So this wonderful woman who made my day, she proved my negative ego side wrong. She donated the speaker to me. And I thought, well, this is going to feel weird walking out with it. And she's like, well, I don't need their permission. It's mine. And I'm like, what about the other aerobics teacher? Like, there's a water aerobics teacher here, like, every day. She says, oh, she's got her own speaker box, too. But I'm like, but she's been using this one. So she says, don't worry about it. I'll message her. And also, I'm going to message her as well because I don't want somebody to give me the speaker, forget to tell her, and then her go show up to work on Monday and have no speaker. I don't want somebody to be left high and dry. And that's kind of what she said, that she didn't want to make it where we didn't have a speaker. And that's why she was donating it, but not just to the facility. She wanted me to have it once she found out it was like I was a business and I'm like, yeah, I want to buy a speaker. My biggest expense is actually like books and certifications and licenses and insurances. And she was like, you know what? I want you to have it. And I was like, what? She said, do you need a speaker? I'm like, yeah, I need a speaker. I'm like so happy. I could almost cry right now because I don't know what these little Roly speakers. I told her they're like usually $100, but my sister found one for like $50 that was a little smaller. I am just so, so eternally grateful. Thank you. I know that she's probably not going to listen to this, but if you do listen, Lisa, thank you so much. You are my hero. I don't know what there is, some kind of big sound. It's either thunder or Pelham Range. So I'm going to actually go inside right now. I'm going to end this fabulous podcast. I want to say, if you ever feel like things aren't going to change ever, be patient and know there's a time allowance. It could be a long time, like a very long time. Good things can happen, especially for those who wait and wait and wait and wait. And wait and wait and wait and wait. And then, boom, something good happens because her giving me that speaker, it saved me a ton of money. It opens the door to me having like different events outside that aren't yoga, like events. I could go places that don't have speakers and roll my own speaker and say, have a sexy cheer dance. Yeah, that's Pelham Range. The sexy cheer dance event I had in December was so much fun. Well, now I can do that like in the park. If I have everybody bring their own chair, we could do it in the park. You know, that's probably not the best place for it. Bad example, just throwing out ideas that I could pretty much, I can open up myself into a big variety of new events. Now, thanks to this donation from this very kind woman who she barely remembered me, but she's been to my belly dancing back in about 2019 when they put that poster up in the bathroom. I'm really one to talk. I've got a lot of paperwork I need to clean up. And as you can probably tell, I'm fast talking. I mean, that means I've had my zero bar cappuccino. No, wait. Today was caramel. I had a caramel cappuccino. So whatever you're doing and wherever you're at, I hope that your day is going well, and I hope that you're feeling happy, blessed, and free. And remember to be patient with the world, as blessings do come in time, just very, very slowly. The Alpaca Yoga event coming up May 7th, and tomorrow is the Biker Bash, March 26th at the Hooligan Harley-Davidson in Oxford, Alabama. Come on out and see us. If you want the information for the event, just go on to Hooligan Harley-Davidson of Oxford, Alabama in their Facebook, and then you can find out all the information. They're going to have bands, a cornhole tournament, food trucks, and apparently at 3 o'clock, there's a limbo contest. My friend Robin, Yogi Robin, who's been on here, she has promised to show up just to watch the limbo contest. We think that's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm very excited for it. All right, that's all I've got for now. If you have any questions, if you have anything coming up with your weightlifting, if you have anything coming up with your yoga, or if you just don't know how to get started, let me know. That's what I'm here for. My website is yogijulz, yogijulz.com. I'm going to go check out my wish list and make sure I don't have a speaker on there still. So far, my sister's the only one who's ever used that wish list whenever my birthday rolled around. She just went right on there and got me a book, and that book has been a great tool. It's called The Language of Yin. It's one of my best yoga books, actually, of all of the ones I've got. It's probably one of the best. Helps you to restructure your verbalization of cues and kind of give like a plethora of designs for slow flow. All right. See you at Biker Bash tomorrow. I've got to go get ready. Namaste.